felt quite as open as you were on some of the plays today?
You know, I think, you know, it's kind of the object of your position, my job. So, you know, I just try and get open and try and make plays out there and just do my job out there.
How much better can this offense play than it's playing right now?
You know, there's still some things that we can perfect and get better at. And you know, I don't know if we really ran the ball as well as we wanted to today. And you know, I think there's some things there. Even myself, a few blocks that I, you know, I feel like I should have had and stuff. But, you know, there's still always, you know, chances out there to get better.
Talk about coming back to Miami a couple touchdowns against the team that you once played for. Talk about that a little bit.
It was good to, you know, get back here and see some familiar faces and you know, seeing some of the guys I used to play with and you know, it was good to get back down here, and you know, it was even better to get a win. So
about the touchdowns, I mean, they got, you know, let you go and off the New England, but getting two touchdowns against the former team, did it feel important to get those, or kind of like getting back to the Dolphins, or just what?
Well, anytime you can score before the half, you know, it's going to be, you know, that's a good time to get a touchdown, and then you know, towards the end of the game, being able to get in the end zone to kind of close it out was, you know, good to see.
Wes, have you ever seen a more impressive first half of football in the NFL, in your NFL career?
I don't know. That's hard to really say. You know, I think it's one of those deals where, you know, every time you go out there, there's still going to be some imperfections and some things you can get better on, and we're always looking, you know, for that edge to get better. So, I don't know. It's hard to really say if it's the best, because I feel like we can still do a lot better.
Wes, why is it that only Moss gets to go to the end zone and do that alley oop? Why don't they do that with you?
Well, you know, some of my minor deficiencies happen to be height and vertical. So, you know, it's things that I'm working on and trying to perfect those type of things. But, you know, I don't think, yeah, you'll see me doing too many alley-oops or anything like that.
That's pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, it's tough to defend. I mean, I don't really know what you tell the defenders or, you know, or anything like that. He's a guy who's gonna, you know, make some plays like that, and they're huge plays, and you really just don't know what to do with it. So, you know, we're lucky to have him. We're glad to have him.
Talk about that combination has been like for you guys, that Brady and Moss have really come together. Just talk about that combo.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, having them out there, and they're both really smart players, and you know, they talk about the game, and I, you know, sit there and eavesdrop and try and learn as much as I can, and you know, they do a great job of, you know, getting signals going, make sure we're on the right page, and everything's you know, clicking right.
And there was a point where you guys were trying to get that last touchdown before the end of the road, so little, he was like going fake spike, but you see him on TV saying, Randy, fake spike. I mean, are they at the point where they're like, they're pretty automatic on what they want to do?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's, you know, it's almost, you know, yeah, it is kind of scary. You know, it's almost like they just look at each other and they know what each other's thinking on, you know, every play. So, you know, it's good to see.
You say to yourself, what a difference a year makes. I mean, last year, you were on the other side.
Right.
You walk on the field now victorious.
Right. No, anytime, you know, you come off the field and you have a win, it's a big thing in this league, and they're hard to come by, and it's not easy. So, you know, you feel real fortunate whenever you do get those wins, and you know, and don't really take it for granted. So,
Wes, are you surprised that things like that? I mean, you guys, 9-7 years ago, 6-10 last year, now still winless. I mean, from the outside looking in.
You know, it's hard for me to sit here and, you know, say, you know, if it's one thing or another. You know, I'm not with the Dolphins anymore, so it's hard for me to sit here and question on, you know, any of that. So
are you glad you're not little in that sense? I mean, you wake up and you guys are perfect, and they're struggling as best as can.
I mean, I think everybody wants to win and wants to be on, you know, a winning team, and so, you know, I mean, that in that instance, and yeah, I'm glad I'm winning.
Wes,
Did they ever give you a reason why they were willing to trade you?
Not really. I mean, it was, you know, it's part of the business, and it's, you know, really just kind of what happens, and you know, we're on now, and we're moving on to other things now, so.
Worked out well for you,
Wes. This is, yep. I mean, seriously.
Well, you done?
Bus has got to be.
We got a great group of guys. I'm telling you. We got a great group of guys.